fine with that, so I'm in here, son.
Because I'm with you to the end of the line.
You have no idea what side you're on!
Welcome to Ta-da! Let's Unpack, the show where we discuss and talk about our thoughts from the most obscure to the most about films, series, and everything in between. Hosted by Franz Halil. Hi everyone! The episode encountered minor technical difficulties while in the process of recording. I hope you continue to listen in and stay tuned to Tara, Let's Unpack. Thank you.
So what's up everyone? Hello, hello, hello! Welcome to the episode 2 of Tara, Let's Unpack. And tonight, we will be talking about the Oscars. And of course, meron tayong special guest, ang ating resident cinephile friend and director in the making. Please welcome everyone, Mr. Nicolo Anthony Pierce Yulo, or we can call him Uwi. Hey
guys, what's up? Hello, hello. Hope you guys enjoy this episode. We get prepared. Yeah.
Alright. Uy, kamusta naman? Kamusta ang ano, life dyan sa Bacolod?
Good. Actually, pretty chill here because the situation naman is not the same compared there.
Yes. So again, tonight, we are talking about the recently concluded Academy Awards, or much better known as the Oscars. So yeah,
yes.
So dahil dyan, simulan na natin with our first segment. P.O.D.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Okay. Simula tayo, Uwi. What are your thoughts on the overall show?
Well, overall, I would say it was better. Better in some aspects, actually, compared to last year. The first thing that I really noticed were the speeches. Because they were really able to say thanks, say whatever the hell they wanted,
yes.
Think whoever they wanted, people we don't know. And that's a good thing. Because, you know, like last year, and like I think also 2 years ago, they would be played off the stage. Like with the music, like they'd say thank you and everything, and then once they get to their speechy bit, you know, like with, you know, the random things they want to say or promote, music would start playing, and then they'd have to minamadali sila. So that's one thing that I really found that was better compared to the other years, which is really nice, getting to see everyone, like, you know, bask in the emotions of winning the award.
Yeah.
And the other one, obviously, I think you're also going to touch on this, is the diversity, which is good because not only was it seen with like their nominations this year, I think there've been more diversity now with their nominations, but even the awards, it was pretty diverse, which is good. And lastly, more Netflix noms. They were still worse in some, which was sayang. So sobrang sayang kasi they were doing so well with everything. But then I think you know what happened. You know, they said they didn't really show clips when they were being nominated. So
and like wala rin masyadong who watched performances.
Yeah. That's the third thing I was gonna say. So like, you know, people who watched and like who aren't familiar with, you know, who haven't seen all of the films, they don't know, like, when they see the nominees,
mm-hmm.
and then like they don't see that snippet of like, you know, why they were nominated.
Yeah.
So like, you know, like what?
On an event standpoint, I think it wasn't perfect, but it was a good event. Program-wise, of course, the program, meron tayong qualms about that. But in terms of, yun nga, giving the winners enough time to really have their Oscar moment na hindi lang sila parang na ma-shorten yung time nila, hindi lang mapuputol yung speech nila dahil dumating na yung narinig na nila yung background music, diba? So,
yeah.
They were really given the time to give thanks to the other people who, ano, who helped them win the award. Pero in terms of the program change with the switching of the, ano, missed opportunity.
Yeah, sorry to add, nakalimutan ko din. Besides yung clips, okay na eh. Like, okay na sana, like, what they did, like, to make everything better with the, yeah, what you mentioned. But then, parang yung whole feel was like, parang nagmamadali sila. Parang, like, parang moving every, yan yung musical performances sa lahat sa pre-show. Tapos, walang clips. It's parang nagmamadali sila for some reason. Like, ito din, like yung in memoriam daw. Lastly, yung walang host. Yun. Sorry, yeah. Walang host talaga, like yung main role. Like, there were some, like nung start daw, like si Regina King.
Uh-huh.
Like, parang nakapag-opening monologue siya. She was able to really introduce the event.
Pero
or like
open
the event.
Master of ceremony really talaga na nagkoconnect.
Yeah, like especially with the spiels. Some would say it's okay because walang comedy banter, bashing the actors, etc., etc. Mm-hmm. But I think, you know, it would be nice to have like that anchor lang. You know,
yeah,
like after
yeah,
after this part, may sasalo.
The overall awards ceremony was good. Kasi in terms of the leaps and bounds na nagawa nito, in terms of awarding, in terms of nominations, in terms of wins, etc. But it's just in the nitty-gritty of the event mismo, like the event itself, the element
yeah,
of the event.
Yeah.
Of course, we were events people naman din kasi, kaya may
yeah,
knowledge tayo about that. And very, ano tayo, very anal tayo when it comes to production. Kasi buong college naman yun yung ginagawa natin halos. Overall, it was really okay. But the minute details lang in terms of the event planning and the program, yung pagtahilong program, doon lang medyo, not calling it sublay.
Yeah.
But it's not sublay, pero doon lang medyo need improvement. Ano, when it came to the winners naman, what are your opinions on the winners? This is the best international feature film. So, ang winner dito is Another Round. And kailangan pa bakit ang tanongin dito? Uy.
Yes.
Based on our conversation.
when I got into Another Round, sabi ko, ano kaya to? Another like good international film. Because I really like respect international films. Like yun nga, Parasite. I don't know. I think kasi, well, one, sobrang galing ng direction kasi ni Thomas Vinterberg. It's one thing kasi, taking away the international word that clings to it, but I think it's a film kasi that we all can watch even though it's a different language.
Yeah.
Like just take away that language barrier because, well, I mean, you know, we can watch it with subs. And then, not sure if si Bong Joon yung nagsabi, now once you get used to like watching, there are really like a lot of good international films, and this
yeah,
is one of
super,
them.
Kasi, super dummy.
Kasi like, yun like what I said na like this is a film that any one of us can watch because it's just about alcohol, it's about drinking, and it's at a documentary where it talks about what its effects are. But then, that's why it's good because it shows you its effects, like the good and the bad, through scenes, not through dialogue where they talk about, oh, its effects, like Google, but like they show you through scenes, and you know, as the story goes on, the story, the plot develops even more into something really interesting. How you could actually even apply it to your own life. Not, I don't know.
Catharsis na productive ka.
Yun. Actually, catharsis talaga yung word na ginagamit ng director. But then, in the ecstasy, hindi siya parang mahahay ka. But like, may parang mas, you're more in the zone with how you approach not only your work, your family, your friends, but your life. So parang think about that. Na the film was able to like give a different perspective on alcohol for me. So super ganda. Ikaw, what did you think? Because we talked about
for me, what I liked about this film, because I knew it would win, but I was not rooting for this film to win. Pero ang ganda ng direction dito ni Thomas Winterberg as well, and performance ni Mads Mikkelsen. Galing. Pero kasi ako, I was rooting for better days. Kasi
talaga?
Sobrang,
maganda din naman to.
Sobrang painful ng better days in terms of tapos ang ganda ng message na gusto niya ipakita. Or ang ganda ng message na gusto iparating ng better days.
But yeah, no doubt na maganda din.
I really liked Another Round as well.
Watch both
films. Watch international films. Wong Kar-wai, Ashgar Farhadi, Bong Joon-ho. Huwag tayo ma-box sa Hollywood films, guys. Okay.
Or like ma-box lang dahil, you know, subtitles, ibang language. Kasi sobrang ganda. Kasi well, nanonood na din naman tayo ng K-drama and everything. Eh di, why not like a film?
Hindi hindrance ang subtitles para ma-enjoy natin ang film.
Madami silang magandang stories.
And ang daming iba't ibang perspectives culturally and socially kasi
they just make how their films are made. Makikita mo din na yung iba yung style, diba?
May distinct filmmaking style talaga ang mga director and also yung mga director na nanggagaling sa mga ibang bansa. Anyway, dito tayo sa best animated feature film. So, Soul.
Big guns. Parang all year round naman to yung Soul. Like, for me, first Pixar film na sobrang deep, mature, na
bro,
I've heard people...
Ipakwestiyon ako sa buhay ko.
na I've heard people say na baka mahirapan to yung mga the younger ones who usually watch Pixar films na yung themes nito for them to watch. Like, imagine we're saying this now for a Pixar film na baka mahirapan yung young ones to watch. I really want Tom Moore and Cartoon Saloon to be given that spotlight or that time to get recognized sana. Kasi sobrang ganda ng mga stories nila. Even though like it's not as all around and makaka-relate ka unlike Pixar, but then like yung stories nila sobrang ganda din, like the animation style, sobrang iba ng animation style nila sa Cartoon Saloon.
For me, very deserving yung Soul. Like what you said, I think the theme of the film was a double-edged sword na it was its strength. Pero at a point, it was also its weakness kasi nga, it was deep na it was too deep for some audience to appreciate it. It was a step forward, kumbaga, it was a step forward in terms of filmmaking ng Pixar as a company.
Oo, diba?
Kasi,
sobrang,
everything,
sobrang iba.
Aside from Soul, Over the Moon was really nice because aside from it, showcasing Asian culture, especially Chinese culture, very, very detailed and very napakita siya in a way na alam mong ginawa siya with love and ginawa siya with respect. Oh, adapted screenplay, man. The Father.
When I found out that The Father was from his play.
Florian Zeller.
Parang medyo nafe-feel mo. Medyo nafe-feel yung how it's a bit, like, well, talky. How he did it kasi si Florian Zeller. Parang when I watched the film, parang hindi ko alam na play siya. Kaya like, I don't know, for me plus points na ganun.
Ako ano na ba? Thought. Tawag doon, prior to watching The Father, I really didn't know that it was based on a play. Thank you. It really transformed for the medium of film. But nandun pa rin yung elements ng play. For example, yung blocking, yung dialogue,
and also, especially yung one setting. Diba? Mm-hmm. Yung one
mm-hmm. isang setting na nagpapalit-palit lang ng set design. I really was mindfucked with this film, man. As in, sumigaw ako na para alam mo na nanonood ako ng horror.
And sobrang and I really love films kasi na ganun, that makes you think kasi na and yun nga nagulat ako na it was one of those like later na yung you know more talk on The Father but then so like nagsashake yung head ko so I'm like hindi people can't see me like you know shaking my head and then like being in awe of these films.
I was on the edge of my seat for a drama film na parang
napapaano ka eh, like, what?
Oo. Okay, yun na, best original screenplay, Promising Young Ito Woman, Emerald Fennell. Before watching The Trial of the Chicago 7, ito yung best bet ko to win original screenplay, kasi the story...
Ah, before, so, before?
Watching The Trial before. Of the Chicago 7.
Ooh,
Na-panoorin to Promising Young Woman eh. Ito yung best, ito yung best ko, Promising Young Woman talaga. Like, ang ganda ng screenplay, very original ng story, very interesting yung story. And talaga, ito isa lang sa films na, isa to sa films na, ano, na nanonood ako the whole time pero hindi ko dinampot yung phone ko kasi ganun akong ka-engaged.
So, and very timely, very timely yung story niya but in a sense na ginawa niya na hindi parang hindi preachy hindi in your face na parang gets me na hindi siya preachy
ginawa niya pang interesting especially sa mga gusto niyang pakinggan ng message actually this writing ni Emerald Fennell was really nice kasi it transcends borders it's not just a problem sa USA it also pinalabas ko sa Pilipinas. Dude, makaka-relate din dito eh.
Oo. Madami din.
But, yun nga. But, again, matatouch pa naman natin mamaya. So, sige, hindi ko na itatouch. Pero, Trial of the Chicago 7 din yung, yung death, naging death ko after watching The Trial of the Chicago 7. Ito yung naging death ko sa original screenplay. Overall, super agree na deserving to win tong Promising Young Woman at the original screenplay. Ganda-ganda ng pagkasulat sa kanya. Very buo nung character. The way it was written was really... But like what you said, it was not preachy. It was not in your face. It presented itself in a way na parang the audience will be really engaged and really focus dun sa film and maiintindihan nila clearly yung message na na gustong iparating ng film. Maiintindihan nila yung story ng film.
Yung themes kasi that Emerald touches on very very timely pero kasi ang touchy din like onting yun nga onting mali lang it can go downward spiral from there.
And one thing siguro dito nagka-come into play na kaya siya naging gantong ka-successful in terms of writing rin kasi it came from a woman's perspective.
Yun din. Na hindi
the problem addressed. With the problems usually nararanasan ng women, it came from a woman's perspective. Kaya mas personal and also mas genuine yung right, mas genuine yung pagkabuo ng story.
Right voice. Came from the right voice.
The best supporting actress, Yoon Yoo-jung for Minari. Hey, ano una-una, clap for me. Kasi, historical na first Asian, first woman of Asian descent to win an Academy Award for one of the major awards. very, very deserving siya. Like, ang ganda, galing-galing niya sa Minari, man. In, may, nainis ako sa kanya, na-frustrate ako sa kanya, pero naawa rin ako sa kanya, naiyak ako sa kanya. Ang galing, buo-buo yung character niya, in the sense na, pati yung viewers, nararamdaman yung kung ano yung gusto niyang mangyari, yung nararamdaman yung motivations niya. Nung pumasok yung character niya sa film, nagkaroon ng added layer of dimension yung film. Kaya,
No doubt. To be honest, ito yung category na wala akong like, masyadong pick. Well, for me, Olivia Colman. Kasi, but then, super, super congrats to Yoo Jung-yun. She, the deserve din. But for me, yeah, it was Olivia Colman. Pero yun nga, I think you touched on it na feel mo kasi yung frustration while watching her, si Lola, na parang and well, yeah, magaling siya, like, you know, with all her emotions and everything, her acting, with especially yung sa apo niya, hindi sila close.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos, after din, nung stroke siya, like, how she was acting, like, you know, na stroke siya. But, you know, nothing, anything away from her, though. Pero, grabe din kaya yung si Monica, yung wife, sayang, na hindi siya na-nominate. Like that scene nung basta nag-away sila yung sa may bandang dulo.
Oo.
Wow.
I think ala dito itong next category natin. I think we can both agree na dito tayong dalawa pinaka nahirapan. Best supporting actor. Okay. So the best supporting actor award went to Daniel Kaluuya from Judas and the Black Messiah.
Yeah.
So what do you think, man?
I talked to my friend about his performance compared to Lakeith. He just steals every scene. He just...
Bro!
every scene he's in. No joke. Like, when I was watching it. One, like, the mannerisms, how Fred Hampton talks. You know, small mannerisms with the eyes. Like, how he looks sad without frowning
because
or whatever, just with the accent, that's just with the eyes. Like, he looks sad for the Black Panther party. He looks distressed, and then whenever he spits his lines, it sounds very powerful and from deep down. It's not just like, you know, oh, he's a good actor, he did well, but then, like, there's really some weight. That's
super,
it for me for
Kaluuya. Ito talaga yung category na ano.
Diba? Dalawa tayo.
Ito talaga yung category na lahat. Oo bro, hirap. Ang hirap and, talaga, man.
And my boy, Leslie Odom. He was really good. That one scene. In One Night in Miami, si Sacha Baron Cohen was really good in Chicago 7. But then, there's just something about Kaluuya. How... I think, you know, he's...
Ano siya eh, nag-peak siya eh. Diba? Kung sports to, nag-peak siya eh. Ang yung taas, umaaling moment, pataas yung momentum niya eh.
Oo, parang ganun siya ngayon. Yeah.
Kung pwede lang bigyan ng awards lahat ng mga to, bibigyan to. Lahat talaga sila. Lahat talaga, ito talaga, for me, this year, the best supporting actor category was the kumbaga kung meron best ensemble.
Clap.
Ito sila yun. Sila yun.
Yes.
Daniel Kaluuya's portrayal of Fred Hampton. Hands down. Super commanding. He became that person. Oh my God. Sobrang galing. Kasi, ramdam na ramdam mo yung weight na binubuhat niya. Dahil sa yung head ng Black Panther Party doon sa Chicago chapter name. And ramdam na ramdam mo yung character niya, yung passion dun sa character niya, every salita, every line na binibitawan niya. And
parang kuha-kuha na eh.
Well, dun sa dialogue.
Si Fred.
Oo, kuha-kuha niya. And, kaya, super agree, Daniel Kaluuya deserves to win the best supporting actor. But everyone deserves to win the best supporting actor award, to be honest. Okay, dito tayo sa best actress award. So, the winner is Frances McDormand from Nomadland. I'll go ahead and say na super deserved, super agree. Ang galing-galing ni Frances McDormand. super nadala niya yung character niya. As in, from watching Three Billboards up to watching Nomadland, super ganda nung portrayal lagi ni Frances McDormand. And, grabe, yung para maging, ano, maging ganun ka-dedicated sa role na basta, the way that Frances McDormand performed in this film was really una believable and secondly, super binuhay niya yung character. Ang ganda, galing. But shout out also to Carey Mulligan. Kasi actually, siya rin yung best bet ko for best actress. Kasi sobrang promising young woman. Again, dinala niya yung film na yan to heights talaga. Yeah. Ang galing-galing ni Carey Mulligan dito. Siguro, in terms of, ano, nagkaroon lang talaga ng edge si Frances McDormand kasi mas may depth yung character niya. Na-pull off si Frances McDormand kung saan yung pinanggagalingan ng character niya kesa kay Carey Mulligan. Pero kay Carey Mulligan din, malalim din naman yung character niya. Pero siguro yun yung naging edge ni Frances McDormand. But yeah, shoutout din kay Ate Viola na ang galing-galing din naman yung story. Pero na-overshadow talaga siya ni... Na-overshadow siya. For me, ah, na-overshadow siya nila Carey Mulligan ni Frances McDormand.
At first, I was Viola. Well, I think I know siya talaga yung pick ko. But then when I watched Nomadland again, yung kay Frances kasi, yung nakalata ko with, you know, her as a person, nakikita ko lang like with her speeches and stuff like that. Parang very ano niya din eh, ang quirky niya na person. But then yung character niya dun sa Nomadland, when I first watched it, at first akala ko like, oh, she's just playing herself in real life. Parang ganun lang naman siya. But then when I watched it the second time, sabi ko, ay, shucks, hindi. May tendency siyang ginagawa. She did it a couple of times where kapag, like, kunwari, nag-uusap tayo, tapos parang, Franz, may ano ka ba? May ano ka ba dyan para sa akin? Tapos sabihin mo sa akin, ay, bro, sorry, wala. Tapos if I'm, you know, if I was Frances, tapos ito yung gagawin niya lang is like, okay, thank you. Tapos alis na siya. Like, hindi siya yung, you know,
binigyan niya ng personality yung character niya mo.
Oo.
May ganung class of personality.
Oo. And like what we said with Kaluuya, parang I think, you know, she's at that point where yung mga pinipili niyang movies, I guess you can say, because she's been winning. So, yeah.
And ito, best actor. Ooh, ano. Controversial. Best actor, Anthony Hopkins. What do you think?
Yeah. Mr. Hopkins. I really liked him when I watched. Then yeah, we both liked the father. Especially that ending scene when I saw that. Like, you know, his portrayal of like someone with dementia. It's not easy to do that, and that like when he poured out everything with that last scene, I knew, I was like, oh yeah, I chose Chadwick, but even if I, you know, wanted Chadwick to win, I was like, you know, that was good. He just the pure, and you feel for him, not because he's old and like, you know, oh kawawa. But then, you know, for him at that age to be doing that good, to be doing those scenes where not only like, you know, with the lines and like the crying.
For me, ano, talaga.
Because you're one of the only people. Because you're one of the only people I know, who picked him over Chadwick.
For me talaga, Anthony Hopkins really delivered this performance, really knocked it out of the park. Of Planeta, of Burnham, lahat ng park na meron. And the pinaka-minute nuances na ginagawa ni Anthony Hopkins from the twitching of his hand, from the looks that he gives, na parang through the eyes, na parang clueless.
Yeah.
From the mannerism. Tapos, sobrang nang nasustain yung character niya consistently throughout the film. kasi it was really accurate to a T for a person to know that kind of role. Ang grabe ng character building na ginawa niya. Mm. Ang grabe yung research na ginawa niya for that character. Kasi we see him in these powerful roles. Like, he and Odin. Tapos, recently we saw him as a Pope. Na very...
Yeah.
Yung roles niya is very may sense of power. So, he was really powerless.
Sobrang vulnerable niya.
Yung katawan niya. Sobrang vulnerable niya, di ba? Deserving. Okay, deserving.
Yes,
don't take
deserving.
This award away from him kasi he deserving deserves
the award. Fun fact though, so, yung birthday na minention dun sa film, yung when the doctor.
The doctor.
Oh, this she was asking him like, oh, what's your name? What's your birthday? He said his real birth. Kasi
yung birthday sabi niya,
sinabi niya December 31, 1930 something.
Sinabi niya.
And I was like, oh, talaga. wala lang, like cool, wala lang. Fun fact, he said, yeah, that was his
name.
So, well,
funny na, ang name niya rin is Anthony.
Oo nga, di ba? Yeah, yung name niya Anthony din. So,
dito tayo sa, ewan kong best director. O, sige, mauna ka na uwi kasi feeling ko medyo may konting pain.
Hindi, okay naman. I'm super happy for her. Actually, madaming nagsasabi na siya. Like, I was like, oh, okay. Pero like, why? Like, bakit naman? Like, she's good. But then, okay. Kasi, you know, sobrang ganda nung ginawa ni Thelma, si Vinterberg, or actually, na-expect ko si Lee, Isaac Chung. I thought sila, and then, si Chloe Zhao, seeing what she did with how she helmed that story, grabe yung na-touch niya na aspects of like what yun, like I said sa, like I posted on FB after they won, parang yung just the themes of like living, like continue living on without those that you were with before or that place you lived in before. Like the way she was able to show that through Fern. Yun, and then just how she deals with every scene. Like every scene is showing like a different theme. Right? This scene shows like, you know, the wonder of the like exploring, and then this scene shows loneliness, and in this scene you get to see her accept what she can't control, this scene you see a home, and then this scene, yeah, yung mga ganun. That's why really happy that she was able to achieve. She's like the second female director to win, first Asian na
first person of color. For me, it's a huge feat for women of color.
Super.
And also, she deserves the award. The way she treated that film, kahit Nomadland yung title, the film gave me a sense of home with the way it was colored, with the way the scoring happened, with the way the actors acted.
Yeah, ang ganda din ng score.
With the way it was shot. Ganda. Oo. Kasi, nasa kamay ng director yun eh, kung paano yung treatment na gagawin niya sa isang pelikula eh. Kaya, ang ganda-ganda kung paano niya na-portray na may sense of home ang taong bida na wala namang bahay talaga. Na walang, may bahay pero walang tahanan. Kumbaga, the film itself is really sobrang kailangan natin mapanood, especially during the time right now na hindi kabaitan or hindi bayanihan yung gumagana, yung nangunguna sa society natin. And it's a really, really powerful film. Kaya, Chloe Zhao, napakagaling.
Pero sorry, so, last, yung, yun nga, then again, going back, yung kay, just how, paano ginawa ni Thomas Vinterberg yung another round.
Very well knit, kumbaga, very buo yung film. Ang ganda-ganda ng direction ni Thomas Vinterberg. Okay, next. Last one. For the best last picture, one. Nomadland. Okay, what are your thoughts?
I picked The Father or Trial. Parang, I don't know why, like, nawala sa isip ko, oh, ano yung Nomadland, no? Sobrang, sobrang, parang best picture, ano siya, na, worthy. Then again, like, you know, like, same feelings with the director, I thought, you know, they were gonna give it to Minari, for Nomadland kasi, and, you know, the other films, but then Nomadland kasi, well, one, I think, it also goes without saying na parang it was talking about that group of people. Like, it's a nice story of, you know, the nomads. It touches on that aspect pero very lightly na sometimes you might miss it. Yun nga, yung about the nomads and how they live. Because it's not just, you know, them hopping from one place to another. Ayaw nila bumili ng... Or they don't want to live in a house. Like, it's much, like the movie showed, it was much more than that. It was more than just, you know, hopping place to place, no house.
There was also a sense of community, diba? With yun,
diba? Kaya nga, like, really culture, nice. Lifestyle, independence. Yeah. It's like about life. Not in general, but like, because it's too vague. But you know, it touches on life in a way where you can relate. Hindi siya as eventful as like a Parasite, because like people compare like, oh, like how is it as a best picture? But then hindi siya as eventful and everything. But then, you know, it was about living and then like through loss. But then you also get like the kindness from when she was, you know, with other people. So if you've been through that, then you know you get the kindness. Apparently, like, oh shucks, ang sarap ng feeling noon, and like you don't know where you're gonna end up next, or like yun nga, yung job, what job, and you know she just accepted it. I think she wanted it, di ba? Na she didn't want to stay in that house with her sister. She didn't want to stay in the house. So in a way, she wanted it, and like you know, we could get something from that. But then depends on you, because that's why it's so good, because like you can attach it to something in your life that you've experienced.
This story is really, really
did you think everyone. This would win? This, I mean, for you.
Ah, di ba, ano, na-point ko sa'yo, this is my second pick. Ito yung first pick ko for the longest time.
But tapos, then,
after watching Trial.
Yeah, same tayo.
But anyway, yung best picture journey ko was Minari. Kasi Minari yung una ko na napanood sa lahat. Kasi even before I knew Minari was nominated, I've already seen the film. So, na-recommend kasi siya sa akin as one of the best films of 2020. So, I watched it last March, or end of February. So, it was Minari for the longest time. Then, naging Nomadland. Tapos, recently, a week before the Oscars, napalitan siya ng The Trial of the Chicago 7. Pero, agree, like, Nomadland, what a great film. It's not a film for everyone, but it's a film that is a story about everyone. Despite you being a nomad or not, it tells a story na may makaka-relate ka sa film na to. Especially now, we need these kinds of films, these kinds of messages in films with the times we are in. Yun. Wow! So, Uwi, that was quite a long and meaty discussion on the winner. So, for the next part of our unpacking, dito tayo sa mga Oscar snobs. Ganito, Uwi, magbigay ka ng isang film na tingin mo, worthy of the title ng Oscar, the top Oscar snob of the year.
Nice. Five Bloods, I was really expecting na, you know, kahit onte, I think it just got what original score and a nominate? What?
Yes. Okay.
Ikaw.
For me, I think, one huge snob was, Trial of the Chicago 7. Okay, it got nominated, but wala siya na pananungan. But,
yeah.
What's my best picture? I don't know if you agree with me. I
think
how the film was made. This is technical element of the film, the acting, how it was,
I like the
how
pace.
It was directed as well. The pacing, ganda-ganda ng pacing yung film. Hindi siya nakakaya.
Yeah. Hindi ka na bore. And ito talaga kasi it fits this category. Ika-campaign ko talaga dito, Fran, sorry, si Mads. My boy, Mads Mikkelsen. I will fight anyone and I will keep promoting him in another round kasi sobrang galing niya talaga. As in,
galing. Yeah,
but di siya na nominate for Best Actor. Sobrang sayang. It's beyond me. You know, for me, that's my snub. Like, yeah, if hindi man film. But yeah, that's the one. That's the one talaga for me.
Agree. He was really good in the film.
Okay.
Okay, dito tayo sa personal picks. So, ano to? Lightning round.
Yay!
So, sabihin yung category and sabihin mo yung personal pick mo. And at the end of the round, okay, we will say kung ilang picks natin yung nanalo. Alright?
So, okay.
Start tayo. Best film editing.
I don't know. Akala ko The Father. I mean, my personal pick.
I'm The Trial of the Chicago. The Trial of the Chicago 7.
Man.
The cinematography. Okay.
Nomadland.
Nomadland. Best production design.
The Father.
Sa akin, Mank. Best sound.
Sound of Metal
din sa akin. Best original song.
Speak Now
din sa akin.
Yes.
Best original score.
Minari.
Okay, sa akin, Soul. Best international feature film.
Another round.
For me, it was Better Days talaga. Better Days. Watch Better Days. Best animated film.
Wolfwalkers, even though I haven't seen it. Biased opinion.
Okay. For me, it's Soul. Best adapted screenplay.
Okay, go. Adapted screenplay, The Father.
Okay, sa akin, The Father then. Best original screenplay. Okay.
The Trial of the Chicago 7.
The Trial of the Chicago 7 din sa akin.
Aaron Sorkin na yun eh. But yeah.
Aaron Sorkin na. Okay, best supporting actress.
Olivia Colman.
Sa akin, Yoo Jung-min. Okay, best supporting actor.
Daniel Kaluuya.
For me, it was Paul Dini.
Talaga? Cool.
Yeah, super galing niya. Best actress.
Viola Davis.
Carey Mulligan sa akin. Okay, best actor.
May he rest in peace, in power, Chadwick Boseman.
Sorry, Chadwick, pero Anthony Hopkins talaga eh. Best director, bro.
Thomas Vinterberg.
For me, it was Chloe Zhao. And best picture.
Either Trial or The Father. Trial of the Chicago 7 or The Father.
Okay, sige. So, either The Trial of the Chicago 7 or Nomadland. So, dito na tayo sa ating hot tea. Okay.
Yeah.
Uy, what did you think of the quote-unquote best actor snub of Chadwick Boseman?
It really played a big factor that they switched it. When they switched best picture and then before that actress and actor, because they've been doing that for how many years, and then they changed it this year, and then obviously you'd think, you know, for what reason? Because it's just not for any reason. Like the producer of the Oscar show would be like, oh, I think mas dramatic ata if switch natin yung picture sa actor. Yeah, mas exciting yun. And diba, like, people are gonna question everything that's different. So, of course, they did with this one. And everyone started speculating that it was because they were leading up to Chadwick winning. And sobrang nag-backfire. Kasi, not you know, to get like so into it. Kasi, you know. But then, ang for me, what's more sayang, what's more sad lang is na nabigyan ng unwarranted hate si Mr. Hopkins.
Yeah.
And then deserve niya din, even though there were a lot of people who were putting race into the issue. Sorry. Mm-hmm. But then, they were saying, oh, like, I think I saw one that they were saying, oh, the Oscars was really doing so well, like, with the diverse everything. But then they let this old white man win. Like, what does that have to do with anything? Because he was really good in The Father. Yeah. So, I mean, I get where race, like diversity, should come in. And I also know where it shouldn't be like a factor. And for this, it really wasn't. Because there are a lot of people who haven't even seen The Father.
Yes.
And even both. And even both. Even Marines. Yes. They just, you know. Yes. But that's one. And then I think it started leading up kasi with like the In Memoriam.
Yeah.
Na he was also there. And then, parang they give kasi away like goodie bags. May mga ganun pala sa Academy. And then like, there was something in it na related to the Chadwick. I don't know what it was. I don't really know the details. But then there was something there. So like, you know, like why are they riding on, the producers, why are they riding on him passing? To, you know, to get people into it, the people to stick around, people to be more invested, especially sa end. So yeah,
I think it was the case of Chadwick dating for the ratings.
Yeah,
it was nice na binigyan nila ng honor to Chadwick, but the way it was given, kasi they made it look like Chadwick would win by putting the best actor category on the last part of the award ceremony. And that backfired not only on the Academy but also on Anthony Hopkins, na yung mga tao sinasabi na hindi siya deserving, hindi siya ano, hindi naman dapat si Chadwick yung nanalo. Kasi pinaka nakaka-frustrate na reason is they're saying na hindi dapat nanalo si Anthony Hopkins dahil namatay na si Chadwick. And I think best should not be a deciding factor on who should win an award. Kasi at the end of the day, you're still judging the performance.
Yeah.
And also, for those people who are saying na hindi deserving manalo si Anthony Hopkins, but in fact, you haven't seen The Father yet or you haven't seen Ma Rainey's Black Bottom para sabihin dapat si Chadwick ang nanalo, what we're trying to say is before you guys judge the actors and their performances, at least watch the film they are in, para malaman nyo kung deserving ba or hindi. The award-giving body just saw something more. Just saw something more with Anthony Hopkins. And again, this should not be a factor in them deciding who can win an award. Kasi the Oscars does not define the legacy of the actor as an actor. It's an award to see how well they are for that year, but it doesn't define their whole slate, their whole acting career, their advocacy. It doesn't define that. So, guys, yun.
And you know, kung sino man who haven't seen both films, it's a good watch.
Yeah. And again,
why not?
And again, this stemmed talaga from the ano, from the wrong decision nung
planning committee
nila nung sa program going back. It really stemmed from the wrong decision on changing up or switching up the program flow of the event. I mean, the intention was good. It was matter of how it was executed. Wow. Okay. So we're done unpacking the Oscars. So right now, we're going on to our next segment na ang tawag natin dito ay Hard Ask Questions.
Mahal mo pa ako dahil kailangan mo ko. O kailangan mo ko, kaya mahal mo ko.
Okay, Uli. Tatanungin lang kita and you will just have to choose, okay? No explanation.
Super excited. Then. Yeah.
Okay, meron tayong 3 questions. Question number 1. Acting workshop with Anthony Hopkins, but you will forget everything the next day. Or acting workshop with Riz Ahmed, but sign language lang. What will you choose?
And then acting workshop with Riz Ahmed na sign language lang.
Okay. Next. You will be an assistant director for Chloe Zhao, but you will live as nomad for the duration of the film. Or assistant director for Thomas Vinterberg, but you will be too drunk to function every shoot.
Oh my God, assistant director for Thomas Vinterberg. No
super
doubt.
Okay, sige.
Pero tempting ha, tempting rin yung kay Chloe Zhao. But I gotta go with my boy Thomas Vinterberg.
Alright, last question. What's a film that's so bad that you like it so much and would want it to be nominated for the Oscar? And which category?
Yung answer ko would have to be, well, top of my head kasi naisip ko mga action films. Ano siguro? Yung Non-Stop ni Liam Neeson. Napanood mo na ba yan? Kasi I don't know. Sobrang Non-Stop. Tapos nominate ko siya for Best Director.
Wow, that was an interesting answer, Uchi. Alright.
Oh my God.
Down to the last segment. We are now at Unsung Hero. Alright. So, for this segment, we'll just give credit to the unsung heroes usually sa film industry, alright? So, mauna na ako. With Best Director, the winner is Chloe Zhao, again. So, siyang director ng The Rider, Songs My Brother Taught Me, and the upcoming Marvel Studios film, The Eternal. She also directed multiple short films as well, such as Benakin Daughters, The Atlas Mountains, and Post. For Best Original Screenplay, Emerald Fennell won the award. She has also written for 6 episodes of Killing Eve, Careful How You Go, 6 episodes of Drifters, and the upcoming DC film, Zaytana. She also plays Camilla Parker Bowles in The Crown. Camilla! Alright, sweet.
Alright, so for Best Adapted Screenplay, you have Christopher Hampton, wrote the screenplay of The Good Father, Dangerous Liaisons, The Quiet American, Atonement, Total Eclipse, and Mary Riley. And the other winner, you have Florian Zeller, the writer of the play The Father, what the film was based on, wrote the screenplay for Castle in Sweden, and writer of numerous plays such as The Other Woman, The Sun, so excited for The Sun, The Sun, play adaptation of Florida, and Do Not Disturb.
Alright, for Best Original Score, the winner for this category is Trent Reznor. So he's also the composer for Mank, 9 episodes of Watchmen, Bird Box, Gone Girl, The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, The Social Network, 10 episodes of the Vietnam War, a documentary series, The Mall, and 1 episode of Picture Popcorn. So the next one is Atticus Ross. So he's the composer for Mank as well. 9 episodes of Watchmen, Bird Box, 1 episode of Black Mirror, 10 episodes of the Vietnam War, a documentary series, Death Note, 4 episodes of The Defiant One, 20 episodes of Outcast, Patriot Day, Gone Girl, Love and Mercy, The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, Broken City, The Social Network, The Book of Eli, and 5 episodes of Touching Evil. Lastly, we have Jean Baptiste,
Lastly, we have John Batiste. He's a composer for The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, Chibong, and Melody of Choice. Performer on the soundtracks of The Boys, Sonic the Hedgehog, True Detective, and Spaceball. Uwi?
For best sound, you have Jaime Bakst. Sound department for Tiempo de Aguinaldo, Mosh, Prótesis, All the Freckles in the World, I'm No Longer Here, By Day and By Night, Bad Habits, Nine Lives, and so much more projects. Nicolas Becker, sound department for John and the Hole, Tokyo Telepath 2020, Parthenon Ex Machina, Gravity, Babylon AD, Silent Hill, The Child, The Girl from Paris, and so much more. Philip Blad, sound department for Silk Road, Space Command, Oh Sorry, 14 episodes of This Close, Disney's Newsies, the Broadway musical, 25 episodes of The Con Man, Sausage Party, Pearly Gates, Changing Times, and many more projects. Carlos Cortez, sound department for One Time, The Accused, 12 Rounds, The Patriarch, El Paso, The Heirs, Rio, Nomads, Fantastic Mr. Fox, Los Herederos, and many more projects. And you have Michelle Kotolenk, sound department for The Box, Tragic Jungle, Birth Wars, Tiempos de Aguinaldo, The Longest Night, Fireflies, Hard Time, ooh, Roma, Apocalypto, Pan's Labyrinth, and more.
Okay, for best production design, we have Donald Graham Burke, production designer for Outlaw King, Gone Girl, 2 episodes of House of Cards, The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, The Social Network, The Curious Case of Benjamin Button, Zodiac, The Center of the World, and The Joy Luck Club. Uwi?
For best makeup and hairstyling, you have Sergio Lopez Rivera, head makeup artist for How to Get Away with Murder for 62 episodes. So worked with Viola Davis. Department head makeup for 112 episodes of Private Practice. Makeup artist for 1 episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm and 22 episodes of Felicity. Maya Neal. Hair department for Uncut Gems, Ghostbusters, 1 episode of The Carrie Diaries, The Amazing Spider-Man, New Year's Eve, and It's Kind of a Funny Story. And you have Jamaica Wilson, hairstylist for 49 episodes of How to Get Away with Murder, 1 episode of True Jackson VP, Widows, and Troop Zero.
For best costume design, we have winner Anne Ross, costume designer for The Post, The Girl on the Train, Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close, Julie and Julia, Mamma Mia, The Village, 4 episodes of Angels in America, Hush, Sabrina, Midnight Cowboy, and Pretty Poison. For best film editing, we have Nicole E.G. Nielsen, film editor for Sons of My Country, The Outsider, Beast of No Nation, A Royal Affair, The Island, Prince, King's Game, and Andre and Victor.
Best visual effects, Scott R. Fisher, special effects supervisor and coordinator for The Book of Boba Fett, Top Gun Maverick, Ad Astra, Bumblebee, Suicide Squad, Interstellar, Need for Speed, The Dark Knight Rises, X-Men First Class, NCIS Los Angeles, Inception, Bedtime Stories, Twilight, Blades of Glory, Memoirs of a Geisha, Van Helsing, Hulk, Men in Black 2, Titatin, sorry if I pronounced that wrong, and Terminator 2, Andrew Jackson, visual effects for The King, Dunkirk, Mad Max Fury Road, Happy Feet 2, Fool's Gold, and 300, David Lee, visual effects for Venom, Avengers Infinity War, Wonder Woman, Jupiter Ascending, The Hunger Games, Catching Fire, Man of Steel, World War Z, Fast and Furious 6, John Carter and the Ten Commandments, and Andrew Lockley, visual effects for Venom, Dunkirk, Interstellar, Captain America, The First Avenger, Inception, Prince of Persia, The Sands of Time, The Dark Knight, 10,000 BC, Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire, Batman Begins, Aliens vs. Predators, and Die Another Day. So you can actually see, no? They worked with Christopher Nolan before. All three of them.
Yeah, a lot. With that, thank you so much, Uwi. I hope you guys, marami kayong napulit sa amin ni Uwi na information and the knowledge about...
Marami kaming sinabi.
Sana nag-enjoy kayo guys for this episode. And stay tuned for the next episode next week because si Uwi ulit ang guest ko and we will be discussing the critically acclaimed South Korean film, Burning. Woot!
Yes.
Alright guys, Uwi, maraming salamat. Do you have anything to promote? Your social media,
Thank you, fans. Ah, no. Well, wala pa. Wala pa yung... Letterbox. I haven't gotten around to it. Kanina nyo pa kami pinapakinggan. Really want to highlight. This is a project na being led by a blockmate of mine nung college. He's a really good guy, great guy. Gusto ko sana like i-promote yung community pantry that he's handling with his group of friends. Because actually he said na they're on their what day? They're on their 2 week. They're on 2 weeks now, and then they've had instances where people already start queuing at 3 a.m. so they can get ahead just to buy, you know. And mostly he posts on his Facebook a trunk full of, you know, the vegetables and essentials that he buys for the community pantry, and that's just him. His friends also do it. A lot of people queuing super early just to get what they need. And it's just sad that, you know, most people need, you know, this financial assistance in our country. And, you know, this is just like little that we can do for them. And my blockmate said that they've been lacking donations because, you know, they can't really spend for these with their own money every day or every week. I think every day. So, just really wanted to ask whoever's willing to donate. I think I'll coordinate with friends the details.
Yes, on where you can
see the, you know, the account details and the number. Yeah, that's one. Other one. School project. Nilia, they're selling now. Tote bags and I think pouches, but then the proceeds are going to WWF and FFP, Forest Foundation Philippines. So WWF Philippines, and yeah. So, you know, then again, you can just message me or friends and then we can give you details. The deadline for these tote bags will be on Monday. And yeah, May, Mother's Day. So if you need any flowers, you know, flowers by Namu, just message us if you need any flowers for your mother. Yeah, for, you know, our friend. And just, you know, shout out to Franz for inviting me. Really appreciate you inviting me since you announced already for two episodes. Just love talking about film. Hope you guys, you know, just enjoy like listening to these. And I hope you guys listened to his episode, his first episode. He talked about The Falcon and the Winter Soldier. And yeah, shout out to our LSDC friends who are listening. My white men and Iraq friends and my parents and Leah who are listening. So yeah, thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Uwi. So, we will post all the details ng mga on ways on how we could help on Taralet Untapped Instagram. And also,
yes, please.
Final words just like the Best Picture winner Nomadland, wag sana natin makakalimutan maging tahanan para sa mga kapwa nating walang mauwian, and also let us not forget the bayanihan spirit, and let's continue to help. And lastly, guys, register to vote. Yun lang. Goodbye, guys. Thank you so much. Bye.
Yes, like, share. Tara, let's unpack.